Podcast Report, episode number 14. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here, your host from PodcastAnswerMan.com. This, my friends, is the podcast that helps you understand and get a behind-the-scenes look of what's going on at New Media Expo. And specifically, we talk about things going on in the podcasting community. And once again, my friends, I have joining me my wonderful co-host, Megan Enloe. And she is also our great guest getter. Although I do have this, I do actually take credit for bringing in our wonderful guest today and for next week's show. But I have noticed, Megan, you have been quite busy getting future guests lined up for the show.
I have. I've got guests coming up after Thanksgiving. We've got some wonderful guests. We've got Scott Sigler coming up. And we've got, let's see, who else do I have? Renee, she's a voiceover actress. And Rob Walsh is going to be coming up later on in December. So yeah, we've got quite the lineup happening.
Absolutely. And we are delighted to be here each and every week now between right now. And of course, when the event goes live in Las Vegas in January, we cannot wait to see you there.
Hey, absolutely.
Last week, we mentioned that we would give you all the details about the changes that have taken place with the vision for the Podcast Pavilion. Just briefly, right here at the front of this episode, I just want to let you know that we do not yet have all the details worked out. We're currently working on creating a consistent vision for what this might be and how it might work out on the expo floor. So we're still working on a lot of details. We are pre-recording both this week's episode and next week's episode because of Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll be able to get some full details to you in a future episode. So I do apologize for that, but people can still sign up, I believe, Megan. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I am booking guests for this show, and I am booking speakers for the Podcast Pavilion. They are rolling in. I've got three in my inbox right now that I need to get back to and set times for them. So go to bit.ly/podcastps, that's Podcast Pavilion Speakers, and this is case sensitive. I neglected to say that last time. I'm sorry. So it is podcast with a capital P and PS. So podcast PS with capital P in podcast and capital PS.
Excellent. So bit.ly, capital P for podcast, and then capital P, capital S for podcast speaker.
Exactly.
Excellent. Hey, this week on the show, we have Dustin Hartzler from yourwebsiteengineer.com. Dustin, standing by. Thank you so much for coming on to this week's episode of the Podcast Report.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. This is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, so I like being in the know of what's going on, and I'm excited to share some information with you guys today.
And Dustin, I know that your focus is on helping bloggers and helping podcasters. Tell us about your podcast.
Yeah, sure. My podcast is Your Website Engineer Podcast, and you can find more at yourwebsiteengineer.com. But I focus on specifically WordPress, and I just teach people on a weekly basis how to do certain things with WordPress. And it's a little bit of a challenge some weeks to tell a very visual topic, like coding and things like that. It's very hard to get over via audio, so that's a little bit of a challenge. But I just share different ideas, different things that I'm working on within my business, or different cool things that I found on the internet that would be really great to add to a WordPress blog or a WordPress website.
You also just celebrated your 100th episode where, if I'm not mistaken, you went through the craziness of creating 100 podcast or WordPress plugins.
Yes, I did. I mean, the 100th episode was just 2-3 weeks ago, and I didn't quite get 100 plugins for WordPress. I had some technical issues while I did it. I did a my very first live podcast, and I had people on from all over the United States and Canada came and joined me live. And I had some technical glitches, but I turned a 3.5-hour recording into a 30-minute interview or 30-minute segment, and gotten tons of response about that. But my main thing was, if you could only use one plugin, what would you use? And then that made it a little bit trickier, because not everyone, everybody has, a handful of plugins that they like and use all the time, but it was really hard to figure out, okay, what was the very one that you would use if you could only use one on your website? So lots of great discussion over there under episode number 100.
There you go.
Did you say 3.5 hours edited down to 30 minutes? That is some mad editing skills.
Yeah, it took me forever, and I never want to do that again.
See, right. Cliff would have just put the whole 3.5 hours out.
Oh, I did. I did that too. I put it all out there, but I'm like, okay, for a normal episode, and I just looked today, I was in Libsyn checking some things out, and I ended up having, I think I've had 9 or 10 downloads of the full episode, but everybody else listened to the shorter one. We got into a lot of rabbit holes, you know, going down different things, and so I just, it's like, if somebody wants to listen to it, you know, more power to them, but I kind of focused on what I was really going for on my show.
You know, the funny thing is I did one time record a group call with folks on TalkShoe back in the early days of TalkShoe, and we wanted to see how long they would allow a recording to be, and it was 5.5 hours, and I did put that online. But anyway.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And you know, surprisingly, there are a number of people who listen to the whole thing. That's even more insane. But hey, Dustin, this is not your first time coming out to New Media Expo. You were actually in New York City earlier this year in June, and that was your first experience at this conference. Is that correct?
Yes.
What are some of the highlights that you had from attending the expo for the very first time back in NYC?
Well, I think the very first thing that was really exciting for me was I recently kind of quit my full-time job and I'm a WordPress developer, and I just do that full-time. And the coolest thing for me was this was my first quote-unquote business conference to go to. It was one that I wanted to go to, and it was just really fun to say, hey, I've got a business trip that I'm going on, and it was something that I'm completely passionate about. I love blogging and podcasting and all those sorts of things. So I think that was probably the coolest thing about the conference. But what made it even cooler was the meeting the people face-to-face. I live in a very digital world. You know, I work from my basement daily. And so I don't have a lot of personal connections with people where I could go out and get a coffee with somebody or, you know, things along those lines. You know, I might be able to fire up Skype or fire up, you know, something to talk to people throughout the interwebs. But meeting people face-to-face was the coolest thing. And some of the podcasters that I met while there, like I had called into their shows before and I had talked to them. And the cool part for me was being able to shake their hand and say, hey, thank you for the content that you're creating on a weekly basis. It helped me, you know, do this. Or, you know, like I just really, really enjoy meeting people live.
Awesome.
That is such an important part about this expo, is that face-to-face and those meetings in the hallways are almost more important than the speakers and the sessions, but speakers and sessions are just a wealth of information as well. What was one of the sessions that really stood out to you?
There was one, and it was called The 10 Critical Business Blogging and Content Mistakes That Are Killing Profits and Brand Growth Worldwide. It's a long title, and it was one of those ones that, you know, you get the show program and you're like, oh, I really want to go see this one because I like this guy. I've been following this guy. I want to go see this one. I want to see this one. I want to see this one. Well, there was 1 hour block that I hadn't had anything that I really wanted to see. And so I just kind of reading through it and I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and check this one out. And boy, I am glad that I did. This was a session by Marcus Sheridan, and he is a swimming pool salesman. And he was telling us how he was killing it with writing specific blog posts, and he could track exactly how many swimming pool sales that he has made based on certain different blog posts, which was really cool, and it just blew my mind. And he's like, you know, swimming pools are you don't have to have a swimming pool. Like, even in a down economy, you know, you don't have to go, people aren't going and buying a $30,000 swimming pool. And he was just sharing like how he has grown his website to be like the number one ranking for certain keyword swimming pool type questions. And I think the coolest thing that I got out of that was he was doing research for what kind of questions. I guess he actually went to his customer support team and asked people, what is the top 10 questions that you get every single day for people just calling in and asking them questions? And then he started writing blog posts to answer those questions. And then those became his search terms. And that's how he got a lot of traffic to his website. So that was one of the sessions that kind of blew me away, and I wasn't even expecting it.
That's awesome. Now, you also mentioned earlier when we were talking before we hit the record button that the reason why New Media Expo kind of stood out for you, it wasn't necessarily the first conference that you attended, but it was the first New Media Expo that you attended. What you mentioned something else that was special about that over attending other conferences. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
The really cool part for me too was it was in New York City. And I had never been in New York City, and it was kind of a stretch for me to go as well. You know, like it's really expensive to stay in New York City. And so I did a little bit of homework myself, and I found a roommate, which was really cool. Like that was another personal connection. And then I used, and we didn't talk about this in the pre-show, but I did use a service out there called Airbnb.com. And you can find different places that people are renting out. So Albert and I, my roommate, actually had a chance to, we stayed in somebody's room in New York City. And it was within a block and a half of the convention center. And we paid way less than what everybody else paid for per room per night. So it was just a lot of fun. I got that whole New York experience. I walked from the subway in the middle of the night with my suitcase in New York City. Little concerned about that, but it was a lot of fun. Like it was just so cool to go out like late at night after we were done with all the wrap up and everything that was done with the conference. After we had dinner, you know, Albert and I went down to Times Square, and it was just kind of fun to hang out. We took some pictures. We walked around. We saw the Apple Store, you know, the Fifth Avenue Store. It was just, I mean, it was really cool experience that kind of just added to the, hey, I'm here learning about awesome things that I want to learn about, but it was just in a cool atmosphere too.
Well, you came as just a participant in NYC. You're also coming. I guess the experience was so great in NYC that you had made the decision that, hey, I'm coming out to Vegas. And not only are you coming out to Vegas, but you're actually speaking as a part of a panel discussion on the podcasting track for the Vegas event. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I'm on a panel with three other people, and we're talking about the top reasons why bloggers should launch a podcast. And there's tons of different reasons that you should do it. And I kind of have the neat perspective too, as on the panel, like everybody else started with a blog and then moved to a podcast. And then I'm one of those backwards guys. So I started with my podcast and then added a blog to it. And so we have a couple different, you know, different people. So we get ideas from the different, from just different perspectives, from people who I'm running a technology type website. And then we've got, you know, someone on our team that is, you know, all about communicating, how to communicate with people. And it's just, it's really cool to have a panel to get different ideas from different people.
You even have somebody on the panel who literally has a blog and a business about making soap from goat milk.
Yes. And she has about 20,000 more people on her Facebook page than I do.
Wow. She is awesome. Matter of fact, that's PJ Jonas. Recently on The Doctors TV show, she's been in Oprah Magazine and some other wonderful things that she's been able to achieve through her online ventures. So PJ Jonas, Peter Adal, Jen Swanson, and yourself all together on a panel titled The Top Reasons Why Bloggers Should Launch a Podcast.
Sounds like quite the lineup. Can you give us maybe a couple of examples of two, maybe one or two reasons that you're going to be sharing on your panel?
Sure. One of the reasons that we think that having a podcast is a great idea is you give the opportunity to reach out and talk to others who may not otherwise have a reason to sit down and chat with you. You know, we all love having communication with people, but how do you get into the mind of, you know, a big name person when, I mean, we launch podcasts and you kind of have an excuse to say, hey, I have this, you know, really successful podcast. Will you be on my show? And then it benefits both people, both parties.
You know, this could not be more true for me. This is one of my favorite benefits because I was a huge, gigantic Dan Miller fan, and I didn't even think about this opportunity until several years after I'd already been podcasting. But in one of my shows, I just threw out there, hey, I'd love to interview Dan Miller. That's a dream of mine. And then all of a sudden, somebody says, well, I listen to your podcast. I absolutely love what you're doing, and I know Dan Miller personally, and I know for a fact he would love to do an interview with you. Let me connect you. And that opened my eyes to this reality. And of course, that same podcast where I mentioned that, my other dream goal would be to interview Leo Laporte, the guy that I used to watch on Tech TV all the time and ZDTV, and who's, you know, really honestly the person who introduced me to the world of podcasting. And if you go to podcastanswerman.com/Dan Miller, you'll hear that interview. And if you go to podcastanswerman.com/Leo interview, you'll see my interview with Leo. And so far, there's not been anyone who I want to interview that I haven't been able to. And this is a perfect example, you know, having a podcast giving you an excuse. I have a friend that I recently met at a conference in Georgia, and he says, Cliff, man, I cannot believe some of these people you're connected with. You know, Michael Hyatt is absolutely, he is like my number one person I would love to just sit down and have a chat with. And I'm like, and so this guy, I know this guy, and I think Michael would really hit it off well with him. But I'm literally scratching my head. How on earth am I going to connect these two other than, hey, Michael, would you mind having a, you know, a 30-minute conversation via Skype with this guy? You know, that is not how I'm going to approach Michael Hyatt. However, I sit there, it's like, hey, you know, you actually are connected with Kevin Miller, who actually does this, and maybe Kevin and you could co-interview Michael Hyatt. And because of that, I know for a fact I could get Michael to say yes to you. And so that's how, absolutely, I love that. We need to move forward here and wrap up the show, but I want to ask you, what's one more thing that you guys might be sharing in your talk about why bloggers ought to add a podcast?
Another thing that we want to share is how the human voice adds a personal connection with your audience. And a quick story here to go with this. And this was, I was actually in, I believe it was Pat Flynn's session, and he had a great session there last year as well. And sitting in front of me, or somebody came to sit in front of me, and he said, is this seat taken? And I said, no, you know, you can go ahead and sit there. And he's like, okay, thanks. And I really didn't think of it, but I was like, I know that voice from somewhere. And I had kind of mentioned, I kind of saw his name tag, and I kind of put two and two together, like in my head, I'm like, okay, his name's Jason. I've heard his voice before. Who? Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery. And it was just, it was crazy. And then we ended up having a conversation after the session, and we talked for probably 15 or 20 minutes just because we kind of had this same bond. And so that's one of the huge things that we have found that podcasting really adds to your blog, that intimate connection with the host of the podcast.
Absolutely. Megan, I know that you also understand this benefit very well. I mean, the fact that you can actually hear somebody's voice, and I mean, you could read somebody's blog and they can write some emotion into it, but there's nothing like hearing somebody when they're telling a story and they start to choke up a little, not because mm-hmm. they're emphasizing the fact that they're choking up, but they're telling a story and it's so emotional for them that you can feel empathy for that person as they're sharing that.
Absolutely. There's so many podcasters that I feel like I have a close bond with them, and you know, they don't even know me. But I've listened to them. I've heard them talk about their kids. I've heard them talk about their lives. I've watched them go through, you know, divorces. And, you know, now I'm going to cry. Now I'm going to start to cry. You know, I've listened to their lives over the last few years, and it is a very special, intimate bond that you have. And then when you get the chance to meet in person, It's like you're meeting an old friend, because you know everything there is to know, at least everything that they've shared on their podcast, and it's very important part of podcasting, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Dustin, I am so delighted to know that you're going to be coming back out to New Media Expo and also being a part of this session. I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this, if you know somebody who's blogging but they don't have a podcast yet, now here's the thing. I make a living teaching people how to podcast. But I don't believe every podcaster should create a podcast. I just don't believe it. There are some of you, you're better off writing, okay? I'll just say it that way and I'll stop there.
But I will disagree. I will completely disagree with you, Cliff.
That's fine.
Because every blogger has a potential audience that they can talk to. And I am not in front of my computer as much as you are. I am out doing other things, and I get most of my information via audio, and there may be 5 people that want to listen to your topic. There may be 5,000 people that want to listen to your topic, but I think every blogger can find an audience.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll be happy to teach them how to podcast either way. But anyway, I just want to say this. If you know somebody who is a blogger and they're not podcasting already, please drag them into Dustin and PJ and Peter and Jen's session. The top reasons why bloggers should launch a podcast. That's the name of the session. And Dustin, I think you had mentioned something about when that session is tentatively scheduled for the conference.
Yeah, I think it's tentatively scheduled for the very first session on Sunday morning. So like there's the mini keynote that are in the morning, and I think it's the very first session after that. So there'll be no time to dilly-dally around, and we'll be ready to go storming right out of the gates. Very first session. I'm excited.
Awesome stuff. Dustin, tell us where people between now and New Media Expo, if they want to find out a little bit more about you, get to know you through hearing your voice, and also online, how do people follow you?
The easiest way is to go to yourwebsiteengineer.com. We've got 102 podcast episodes talking specifically about WordPress, and you know you're there when you see a little yellow helmet that's got a big W on it, and you can follow me on Twitter at Dustin Hartzler. But all those links and stuff are over at yourwebsiteengineer.com.
Awesome. Dustin, thank you for coming on the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a blast.
All right, Megan, we have 60 seconds. The music has started. Tell us a little bit about what we need to tell people here.
Sign up at nmxlive.com for joining us in Las Vegas at the Rio, January 6th through 8th. And you can find me, NMX Podcast, on Twitter, or email megan@nmxevents.com. Oh, and coupons. We have coupons on Facebook.com/New Media Expo. Get your discounts.
Sweet. And of course, we look forward to seeing each and every one of you in Las Vegas at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino, January 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2013. And if you didn't hear about it last week, just a reminder to everyone, this is the only New Media Expo event in 2013. One event a year, my friends. This is the place you want to be. So if you haven't signed up already, go sign up today. nmxlive.com, and we'll see you then.